Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. And the hottest song of 2025. I didn't think it was going to come this quick.
It's early,
quick,
man.
It's super early, man. Are you guys familiar with LeAngelo Ball?
I am.
One of the Ball brothers.
Yes.
The one that quite didn't make it. Probably might be the Derek Watt of the. Or I would give Derek Watt a little more credit because he actually stayed in the week, in the lead for a little bit.
So. Yeah. LeAngelo Ball is the middle of
former
of
Charger.
The three. LeAngelo Ball?
No. Derek Watt.
Okay, very good.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I was like, man, LeAngelo Ball really branched out.
Yeah,
good for him.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, man, he got a hit song. A song that actually took off on social media. Mm-hmm. I did not see this happening at all. I kind of want y'all to be the judge of this song, man. This song, I'm going to let you know the opportunities this song gave him after he released it. But here's LeAngelo Ball with a song called Tweakers.
I might swerve in that corner, whoa. Told on tight cause I tweaking this bitch, I letting go. And I heard that she wanna show me who she be, I'm kinda f***ing with it, show me some more. B***y tatted head to toe, could give a f*** story rope. You wanna tweak it up with me and I'ma show you how that go. Like the money in my pockets blow. They having convos about me, these f***ing don't know. Tell me what they talking about. I ain't listening, let your thoughts run your mouth. But ain't touching dividends.
I can already see the people that are like, man, I'm not trying to hear this, and I've got bad news for you. These athletes, they are. Like, we're already seeing, like...
They playing it in the locker rooms,
in the
man.
Locker rooms.
They playing it actually in the arena. I want to say, I think it was the Cavaliers and Hornets.
Yeah.
They was actually trolling one of the Ball brothers, the LaMelo Ball.
Mello.
They was trolling them a little bit. They played that song at the end when they won the game.
Yeah, yeah. So you might hear this more, whether you like it or not. I will say, and if you play a little bit of Madden, like in the aughts, like didn't it sound like this could have been on Madden 03?
They do. It sound like a 2000 song. A lot. So this song been going all over TikTok, social media and stuff. And somebody played this song for an older guy. And he said he thought it was Nelly.
It does have a little bit Nelly. Of that vibe to it. I'm very interested, though, how you ended up with a song that sounded so 2005 while...
He sounded like he's from New Orleans.
In the year of our
it
Lord,
sounded like a New Orleans type
really
of vibe
does.
To it.
It really does.
Is he going to mess around and make more money than his brothers?
No.
I don't know. Well, he ain't making no more than LaMelo.
Yeah, LaMelo's
yeah,
paid.
Yeah.
LaMelo legitimately is a high-level player that's going to keep getting kind of that kind of contract. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Lonzo Ball, just the injuries are going to keep
I think he got his money already. But LeAngelo Ball, he just got booked for Rolling Loud.
Okay.
He will be on a Rolling Loud stage with one song.
Where is Rolling Loud? Is that in
Cali? This one's in California.
Because I know that one bounces around.
Yeah, so Rolling Loud, it starts March 15th. And he going to be on the stage, man.
Oh, wow, yeah. 832 said even the Rockets social media pages are using that as a caption on player highlights. Yeah, man, it is popping, but I don't know if it'll rise to the level of really and truly by the end of the year being like the or in the conversation for the song of the year. I think this
right
is
now it is.
Right, exactly. I think this is one of those ones that's just like, it's a moment. It's one that people latch onto.
And he's got to follow it up.
Yeah, no, what's crazy is I think when the song came, like the song didn't even officially come out at the time. He just played it on
like
somebody posted it, him in the car driving, they was listening to it.
Yeah.
and people just ran with it to the point he had to put it out. He had to put the actual audio out.
You know, the interesting thing about it is, you know, there's certain biases that were working against him from the start.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? Here's a basketball player.
I'm like, ain't nobody trying to hear no LeAngelo.
Yeah,
LeAngelo
Ball wants to do this now. And he still overcame it.
Yeah, so everybody kind of like,
be said for that, you
yeah,
know?
Because you had some people like, man, I ain't listening to that great.
Exactly.
And some people was like, hey, this is a lightweight fire, though.
Shout out to Cam on the YouTube, who is, again, highlighted the thing that is going to make this stick for a little bit longer than I think that, you know, a lot of people would or other people would want it to be, which is he quoted that one part, I might swerve in the corner, whoa. that is the thing that I've got, like, homeboys that keep saying it, and now that is stuck in my head.
Yeah.
And the song sounds like 2004 whatever, just generically for me.
Yeah.
That one thing keeps sticking with me, and that's going to be enough. Like, I think that is, if you have that little hook, right, you can go to the streaming site and just be like, you know what, I need to hear this one more time. And that'll get him the streams. That'll get him paid to a certain degree.
Yeah, so salute to him, man.
Yes, sir.
It's another song I kind of came across. I kind of want to get your opinion on this one.
Mm-hmm. In love under the
moonlight. You and I, this is LeAngelo?
I don't know who it is. I just want to get your opinion on it.
I might just boil all night.
Uh-huh.
Buying all these bottles. I ain't even
is this
looked
big?
At the
break.
Who is it?
This one only Jose Figueroa.
Okay, I was about to say, I was like, that sounds like Figgy to me.
I need the girl that's so cold. Who look good with no clothes.
That's tough.
The build-up wasn't necessarily my favorite thing, but once we get into it, I like this.
So
I play this.
So this song, like, this is not the type of music I really make.
Yeah.
But some producer in Miami liked my music off of SoundCloud, mm-hmm. and he sent me this song and said, hey, can you put the verse to it? I'm like, all right.
Oh,
so I put
dang.
It together. Yeah, so right. this was back in like 2011.
Okay, I was about to say, like, if this was current,
nah,
you can't go and start the music career and leave us. I'm about to understand that.
Nah, I'm retired, man. I got a whole bunch of music.
Hey, don't
too,
ever
man.
Say that.
I'm retired.
I think it's going to. Look how LeAngelo Ball's took off. Somebody's going to be playing it in a video. They're like, who is that?
Hey, he's not 36 years old. So, nah.
So? Isn't that about the age the titty boy took off?
Yeah. Hey, nah, it's over for me, man. I love my 9-to-5 job, man. I love being here with y'all. I don't need to be on the Rolling Loud stage. So, I am good. I'm going to stick with music a little bit right here.
Okay.
Are you guys familiar with one legendary Barry White?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, okay.
He got into the Barry White bag right quick.
Now, we had this conversation earlier or sometime last year about Michael Jackson. Now, I said Michael Jackson was a gang member. He was tough. And
yeah.
Lopez didn't really buy it.
I didn't buy it.
Do you buy Barry White being a gang banger?
Ooh. Probably more than Michael Jackson.
Wait, what is that based off of?
I could see it.
I think he doing
so
it.
Love, I can't see it with
so
Michael
love
Jackson.
Making Barry White, the mm-hmm. one to make the song for the ladies, yep. out here gangbanging.
Well, I mean, you got to make
he
the
makes
song
it for the
ladies.
Guys.
Wait, what?
He makes it for the guys.
Oh, for the guys.
Okay, I got you. But here's Barry White talking about his days as a youngin' and how he's out in these streets gangbanging.
Childhood was very naughty. I'm an ex-gang banger from Los Angeles. I've been to jail, fighting, partying, low riding. But you learn as you get older, you must become a man one day and put away childish things. At that age, I burglarized, I stole cars, I fought, was in gang fights. In 1960, I went to jail for stealing. When I was in jail, my ultimate goal was to change my life. The fact that my freedom was taken, but the hurdle that I got over that problem with was, yeah, you in jail, but how did you get here? Well, nothing but Barry that put you here. And the only way you're gonna get out of here is Barry gets you out of here. I had three ways to go. Either stay there and go through either penitentiary or get myself killed, or just get up off my butt and try to do something in life. And that's the angle and that's the direction I went in.
Did you start toward music then?
Yeah, that's when I started. That's the only thing I had.
That's yeah.
Yeah, no that's education. Funny. Very little education, you know, 12th grade and drop out. And no trade, no nothing. Just an idea and a belief in myself.
Now I want to hear some Barry White.
Hey, man. Hey, that's a good thing, man, because if he wouldn't have got
music
out the streets.
Taking the kids out the streets.
We wouldn't have known who Barry White was.
Yeah.
Gotta appreciate music. I've been doing that since forever. Yeah, no, I mean, I can believe it. Cam makes a great point, right? You got to remember, like, you know, before rap came out, and even as rap came out, people were doing those things on the streets. It's just different. Ready,
just imagine this R&B. Guy out here game banging. Hey, give me your car, fool.
It really is the voice. I'm like, what does it sound like?
And your girl.
He said he was jacking cars and doing all that stuff. Like, yeah. imagine that voice telling you, you got to come up.
Hey, give me that record player and them rims.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, man, like you got to remember, like there was dudes out here in bell bottoms listening to disco, running you for your pockets. So
yeah, I always tell people, man, don't sleep on R&B people, man. R&B artists are tougher like than rappers classics? To me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
People always look at R&B like, oh, you sing, you can't do nothing.
Like like the Ohio Players and stuff.
Oh,
like,
man,
they all look like they carry a switch.
in their
shoes. So yeah, man, that's. Okay. Yeah. Today I learned. Mm-hmm. I did not realize that I would be in this place. I mean, it's not entirely something that I wouldn't have understood, but just never thought about the idea that maybe, just maybe, Barry White was out here doing illicit things before.
Yeah,
man. Great, man. Great.
All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. Chick-fil-A pissed everybody off, man.
I knew I needed to hear. How'd I was like, there was that? One more thing that I need to hear. What
they changed the fries, man. Mm-hmm. They changed their fries. They did a little tweak to the fries.
Okay.
And didn't tell nobody, and people was kind of in an uproar because they noticed it was a change in the fries.
Mm-hmm.
So they tweaked the fries, and they put pea starch. P-E-A starch.
As in, peas. In the pod.
What is pea starch?
I never knew what it was, but apparently they did this to keep the fries crispy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess Chick-fil-A fries is known for, by the time you get home, they're a little soggy.
But that's just, so they that's use just fries,
I don't think
though.
So. I guess I just eat them too fast.
That is just fries, though. Like,
that's fries in general.
My general rule with fries is that you got about 15 minutes to get these down before they are kind of useless.
Yeah. So they, apparently they stay a little crispy longer, and they're a little grungier. And I actually tried some yesterday.
As in color?
Nah, it looked the same.
Okay.
As in like music out of Seattle.
That's what I was wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but man, people are not a fan of these fries now. They want to go back to the old fries.
So you had some.
Yeah, you did. You did some actual
research. Are they
imagining
a different taste or is it a different?
I couldn't tell, man. And what's crazy is I had some like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife mentioned it, and I'm like, I ain't really taste the difference. Mm-hmm. And then I seen an article about it.
But she did?
She did. And then
did she know that there was a change, or did she taste
them? She didn't. She tasted it. And she said something was weird about these fries.
Yeah, because sometimes I have a wonder of like if people are kind of creating that in their mind.
No, but if she didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had no idea that she seen the article. She said, I knew they changed the fries. Like, I could tell. But I couldn't tell. It was good. I had them yesterday. It was pretty good, man. But,
yeah, I'm like, do they still taste largely good?
Mm-hmm. I couldn't really tell the difference.
Okay.
But apparently they stay crispy a little longer. So by the time you get to the crib, they still crispy.
Imagine trying to make something better and only making it worse.
Why would you change it? That's the best thing they do. Well, people will argue chicken, but I love their waffle fries.
Yeah, no, they're pretty good. It was rumors last year that they were thinking about going to the regular fries. Going away from the waffle
like
fries.
A shoestring fries?
No, just the regular cut French fries.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do that.
Waffle fries are the best.
I think you get like good surface area crispness and everything. The only thing about it is you get all of like 4 fries. Because the waffle fry
doesn't matter.
Yeah, with the waffle fries.
It don't sit as nicely in the box. Mm-hmm, so you get like.
You get one big ass waffle fry.
4 big old fries.
Big as your hand.
Yeah, exactly. And you just nibbling on a fry real quick. But other than that, it's a solid fry. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me know how y'all. I mean, if y'all try it, let me know.
Hey, a listener just said, I went to one in Mississippi last weekend and I could taste a difference and now I know why.
Okay, so maybe this is.
So,
maybe this is
real.
I was wondering if this was some level of like placebo
big
effect
mistake,
or whatever.
Right?
Yeah, because I feel
that's
like
a big mistake.
This didn't feel like a change that they needed to make in order to like fix something. They were trying to make it better somehow.
Apparently they ain't want to tell nobody either. Because they ain't put it out there.
Again, if you tell somebody ahead of time, then they have an opportunity to be like, nah, I don't like it just because of the change.
Yeah,
because
it's
change, right?
Yeah.
Now the fact that people are popping up like, nah, there's something different here, I think that speaks to it.
Yeah.
Okay. And the 346 just decided to give us a potato take here. The potato wedges from Wendy's are the best. I'm here to tell you the potato wedges are far from being the best version of potatoes slash fries that are out there. I think potato wedges
are... Now, you know who used to have good wedges? KFC.
They did.
They used to have some really
good...
Back in the day?
Remember they had the paprika on it? They were good.
Back in the day,
they were good.
Get the hell out of here. Those was legit, man.
They were good.
Well, go ahead and do it. Best fry. Best fry.
I think KFC... Until now... We'll get to it.
Yeah, well, bring that in. 713-572-4610. And I'll make sure to ask the guys of the drive when we talk to them next.